I never knew a love like this before. Here's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
And welcome to hour number two of the Computer Corner. It is Ken Colburn, Mike Hal Valdivia, and an absent Brandon Disney.
Yeah.
He's going to check back in from our new Dallas location.
And a sick Chad.
Plano. And a slightly under the weather Chad Pyle, who we're gonna try to do this without him.
I don't know if we can make it, but we'll try.
We'll do it. We're talking Windows Media PCs, or excuse me, Media Center PCs. Doesn't have to necessarily be Windows. You Linux fans out there know that there's some crazy stuff out there. You can turn a PC into a TiVo-like device with just a number of different programs out there. If you're a novice to this thing, you can buy a pre-made package. They're called Windows XP Media Edition PCs. So that's Microsoft got together and all the hardware, all the software, and everything you need to get started playing around with this stuff is on the machine, mm-hmm. including a remote control. So when you go into the Media Center interface, everything gets real big so that you don't have these little things that you're trying to click on.
You
can use the remote control to kind of navigate the screen and say, show me my digital pictures. And while it's doing that, play my Harmar Superstar CD. You know, whatever it is, you can get that all going. And then you can also say record these television shows, just
so
like a TiVo.
So it controls the TV,
mm-hmm.
the stereo,
right.
the computer.
It is a computer, yes.
And any kind of recording device that you
any
have hooked up.
Any kind of input. Anything
that
you can plug into that thing.
Wow.
You plug the audio into your stereo, mm-hmm. you plug the video into your TV.
Okay.
And then you can play back. You know, concerts, you can watch movies, it's crazy.
Is the remote huge, or is it...
It's one of those remotes that's got 4 million buttons on it, but you only use like four or five.
Four of them, yeah. The other ones you never use again.
5% of the people will use all those other buttons.
Yeah. Wow.
There's another product that's on our website. It's $199. It's called Prismic, or Prism IQ.
Prism IQ Media Player.
One it is. But it's a very simple device that allows you to wirelessly connect... your computer and your various entertainment products. So you can check that out. There's a review on it from a gentleman that said, out of the box, it works!
Yep.
Very, very basic device, but it's got some interesting possibilities there. So if you're not looking to go for a $2,000 or $3,000 PC, there's a $200 alternative for you to get started in this general area. So,
yeah, there's also a link of 6 different media types that you can review, and maybe one is right for you but not the other person. So this will help you find out what is right for your use, what you're going to be using it for, your family, friends, whatever.
Just try to figure out all the things that are there. All right, let's go back to the phones. Let's see if we can help Audrey with a Sony. Audrey, welcome to the Computer Corner.
Hi.
Thanks for holding, and how can we help you?
I'm having a problem. I can't seem to back up.
Back up? Why would anybody want to back up?
I don't know. I listen to you all the time, and you keep telling me to do it, but I can't.
You just wait for a major crash, and then you'll...
Yeah.
What are you trying to use to back up?
I'm on XP Home.
Okay.
And I just follow the directions going into all programs, accessories, system tools. Then, according to the directions, there should be a little place to click on that says backup.
Well, that's only if Windows XP by default doesn't put the old backup program in.
Okay.
You have to actually manually install that off your Windows XP CD. But before we get into that, let me make sure I understand what you're trying to back up, because that may help guide you in the best way to do this.
Well, I was hoping to back up everything I have.
Well, what's that mean, though? Because you don't want to back up every single file on the PC, because it's pointless to back up all your programs.
Okay. Then how do you choose what you want to back up?
Well, I'm assuming that you have a bunch of stuff in My Documents.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What other programs do you have that have data you want to back up?
Well, I'm going to be putting some data into Quicken,
okay.
and I definitely will want to back that up, too. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, Quicken, actually, every time you try to close the program, will ask you, do you want to back up?
Okay.
The problem that you're going to have is, what are you backing up to? What do you have to make copies of your data to?
I was going to use a floppy on the A drive.
Yeah, that's where it becomes a problem.
Okay.
You're using a paper cup to catch a 10-pound boulder here.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. It's only 1.4 megabytes of space.
Okay.
So, like, only like a lot of your documents and things will fit, no problem.
Yeah.
But,
uh-huh.
but much else, you're going to have a problem. So you're going to probably want to look at another device as your backup, you know, what you're copying to.
Okay.
Do you have a CD burner?
No.
You
well,
don't?
I don't know if I do. I haven't gotten into the computer that much.
Okay. Well, there's a whole host of devices out there now that you're probably going to want to look at that'll make it a lot easier. It'll take all the technical aspects. So, like that backup program that you're referring to that's available through Windows?
Yeah.
You could actually say backup all the stuff that I want in my documents to floppies.
Okay.
And it'll sit there and say, okay, put the next one and next one and next one. The problem is, if you have pictures and things like that, you could easily end up with 40, 50, 60, 80 floppies.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, and you're going to go, oh, this is too much work, and you're not going to do it.
Okay.
There are lots of... How old is your computer?
It's about 3 years old.
About 3 years old.
Yeah.
You get a zip drive?
Yeah, there are external or internal devices that are available. You can go internal in the machine with what's called a zip drive.
Okay.
It's fairly inexpensive. They go up to 750 megabytes.
Okay.
Actually, so I think they go up further now.
Well, that's the 750 plus.
Yeah.
That's going to be like 600 floppies equivalent on one of the zip drives.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fairly good. There's a rev drive that does huge amounts of space, but it sounds like you got an older machine. You probably don't need anything that's that big. And then there's a whole host of external hard drives now that do the backup stuff for you. It'll make a copy on a schedule, like every night at 10 o'clock, it'll make a backup of your whole system.
And that keeps it totally off the computer, doesn't it?
Correct. It gives you a complete second. And really, that's what you want is a second copy off the computer. You don't want a copy to the computer,
because
if something happens to that drive, your backups are gone, too.
Yes.
That makes sense?
Yes.
And the little flash sticks as well, they have them up to a gig now.
That's
and
true.
And you can just... stick it in.
Are you familiar with the flash drives?
A little bit. I got one, but I found out later it was too small.
Yeah, but you can get a fairly large one, and then you can tell things like Quicken to during the backup process, go copy to what will be like your F or G or whatever drive letter it assigns.
Okay.
And that's, as long as it's plugged in there, you can just copy right over to it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Do you think the zip is the better way to go?
The thing about the zip is it'll come with software that kind of automates the process for you, makes it a little easier.
Okay.
Instead of you having to figure it out. With the flash drive, you're pretty much on your own. You have to know where everything is, and you have to copy and paste or send to or drag and that kind of stuff. So
okay.
If you're less technical, then yeah, the zip drive might be a better way to go.
Okay, and I could just take it into one of your stores and they could install that for me?
Well, actually, if you're going to bring it to us, we'll go beyond that. We'll then show you.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Actually, how to use it. I mean, that's, you know. The lost art of service is what we specialize in.
Good.
So, yeah, if you're looking for, like, I don't want to have to figure this stuff out, yeah, absolutely, you can just take it in.
Sure.
You take it to any of the locations, and before you spend one penny, they'll go through the whole process to make sure you're on board with it.
Okay, perfect.
All right?
Great.
Good
Thank
luck,
you.
Audrey. You bet.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah, that's how it works.
Yeah, easy.
We're here for you here. We're here for you there.
We're getting her backed up.
That's right.
See?
Well, you know what's great to her credit is she's doing what it takes. It's not the easiest thing in the world in the beginning because you don't know how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So most people go, well, my hard drive's fine.
Yeah.
Nothing's happened in 3 years. I won't hurt.
And then all of a sudden, everything's gone.
Dun, 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 dun. All right, that opens up a phone line at 602-277-5827. When we come back from break, we will do our Geek Speak of the Week and our Download of the Week. It's Ken, Michael, and Chad back after this.
Who were you then, your past life in the Middle Ages or the time of Jesus? If that's the kind of thing you think only the fringe people believe, this Sunday's guest on The God Show will surprise you. Dr. Brian Weiss is a psychiatrist from Yale who not only has helped patients visit the past, but the future as well. The God Show, Sunday at 1 on News Radio 620 KTAR.
Need cash? How about $10,000? Or perhaps a brand new car, say a 2005 model?